The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way." Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. So we continue our four-week message series, trying to stay with messages that all of us, each and every one of us, Father Mike included, and myself, we can journey with you. We can journey together as the people of God that we are. But it's helpful when we have a message series, something that we can take into our Monday, into our Wednesday, into our Friday. And so the theme of our four-part message series is this: there's a better way. There's a better way. It's just a thought to hold on to, and I think it ties in so beautifully to the liturgy of the word today, to Jesus speaking to you and me in the today of our life. And with that, I want to speak about just one word. We reflect on there's a better way to think about this word, which is important, which we've expressed often in our life. Happiness. Happiness. When have you experienced happiness? When have you been happy? Where do you go to find happiness? Has the happiness you've experienced lasted more than a day or a year or even the years of your life that you've lived? I'm speaking about the happiness of a really good meal in family. But we're going to be hungry again. We're going to want to gather again. I'm speaking about the happiness of maybe that first car you got. Like thinking of the first car I bought, saved up for. But eventually you sold it. Or maybe it's happiness from reaching a milestone, graduating school, or receiving a degree, or getting that dream job. Or maybe the happiness of finally arriving to those years of retirement to hopefully do all the things that you dreamed and saved up to do. Those are good. Those are good things. But our beloved Lord in the gospel today, and the reason why he came, was to save us and to bring us into eternal happiness. A happiness that doesn't end. In the gospel today, we see that Jesus came down the mountain with his disciples. And there was a vast crowd. Jesus came down that mountain in that moment of time as the new Moses. As the new Moses who came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it in love. The new Moses, not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. He came down the mountain and he preached the Beatitudes. Beatitudine. The blessings. And you may choose to prefer, and it's okay because it flows a little better when I read it and I reflect on it, the Beatitudes maybe in Matthew that don't follow up with the woes. What's up with the blessing and then all of a sudden the woes? That's the importance of knowing that Jesus Christ came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He is the revelation of all sacred scripture in one. And in Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, Moses comes down and says, I hold out before you blessings and curses. And he was pleading with the people who were in the desert journeying to the promised land in confusion. Trust in the Lord. Jesus came as the new Moses to lead the people in that time, but also to lead us with the help of the Holy Spirit. He went so the Holy Spirit could come. So the Holy Spirit moving our hearts could lead us and guide us to what? The promised land, eternal happiness. There's a Greek word that's used in Scripture when speaking of what we read as blessed, and it means happiness. Makarios. Makarios. Makarios in Greek means happy. And so in the Greek translation, Jesus was basically saying, happy are the poor. Happy are the poor because the poor will inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus literally took what Moses held out as curses for the first people, and he flipped it upside down and said, no, because the people of the Old Testament, it was, if you were poor, somehow you sinned or you weren't blessed by God. If you were with an ailment or a leprosy or something bad happened to you, somebody in your family sinned. You remember the people saying to him, even his own apostles, who sinned that this person has a withered hand or has leprosy? Jesus says, you don't understand. Makarios, happy. And if you read Matthew's Beatitudes, seven of them, all seven of those Beatitudes line directly up with the seven last words on the cross. Jesus talked the talk, but for you and me and all humanity, he walked the walk to Calvary. As the first reading in the Old Testament talked about, the one who trusts in the Lord is like a tree planted where the roots grow out and draws from the water, and even in the midst of the sun, it's still what tree was planted to bring life? A tree that was a curse. A tree that was an instrument of death. A tree that Jesus made blessed. Oh, happy fault. Oh, necessary sin of Adam that gained for us so great a redeemer, a savior. We laud every Easter vigil. The wood of the cross brings forth the fruit of everlasting happiness. Jesus, who was rich beyond measure, became poor so that through his poverty we might become rich in the things that matter to God, the things that we will take with us to heaven. On the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? If we take it at that face value, it would seem like a cry of someone who was lost. But if you know the psalm ends in trust. He was praying the psalm. The poor man who had given us his mother through John. The poor man stripped of his garments. The poor man naked and scourged and wounded and gasping for air. Makes a cry of trust. Happy are the poor, for they shall possess the kingdom of God. I was blessed as a child to witness, and still do to this day, the example of my parents. I didn't understand it as a teenager. My dad was a very highly successful lawyer. At one point ranked number 2 in the nation and a pioneer in labor law. And he gave so much to his children. As all of you do in love for your children, he has always been a model to me, human, of being poor in spirit, detached from the things of this world. He drove, that was his choice. There's nothing wrong with material things, but he chose to drive a little Chevy S10. And he wore cowboy boots like me. And he chewed tobacco. He was a Georgia boy. He was simple. But I'd always ask him, why don't I have a car, Dad? Everybody else has a car because we're saving for your college. He would jokingly even say at times, I always wanted a Corvette. Then he'd turn over and he'd hug my mom, give her a kiss, and said, you're better than a Corvette. There's nothing wrong with a Corvette. There's nothing wrong with a beautiful home. There's nothing wrong with being blessed with material things. Jesus himself does not say that money is evil, possessions are evil. He said, love of money is evil. He didn't ask Martha and Mary and Lazarus to sell their home and get rid of everything. But they welcomed Christ into that home. All of us need to ask, do I possess my possessions or do my possessions possess me? When Jesus is speaking of the woes, woe to those who are rich, woe to those who find their security and their comfort in their investments and in their bank account and in the material things they will have. I'm yet to see a hearse with a U-Haul going to a cemetery. And I know of a pope who chose to be buried with his hands sticking out of the casket to show the world that came that he took nothing with him. But we as followers of Jesus Christ, we know that the things that we treasure in this life do not end in this life. We carry them into the next life. That's why the Beatitudes are often read at funerals, to steer us in the right direction, to be the roadmap, to know that we're blessed when we love as Jesus calls us to love, to know that we're blessed when we are poor in spirit and we can live detached from our material things and not let them possess us. We are blessed when we can be those peacemakers on our playground. Yeah, you little ones, swinging on the swing, be that peacemaker. We're blessed when we hunger and thirst for righteousness and we're not afraid to stand up in love and maybe take those in these times moral blows and scourgings, with what people may say about us online or in a Facebook chat or in the public square. My brothers and sisters in Christ, happiness, makarios, Jesus comes to bring us eternal happiness. There's a better way. I believe in one God.